Hello, this is Stillhaven Jewelers.
Hey, it's Garrett with RDI. How are you?
I had to say that.
That's okay. You're
good,
fine.
How are you?
Oh, happy Friday. I'm doing well. I was hoping Fran was around. Is he in?
Yeah, let me see if he's busy, though. He's here.
Oh,
hold on.
Okay, good. All right, thank you.
All right, hold on.
Hello?
Hey, Fran, it's Garrett.
Hey, good.
Hey,
what are you up to?
Oh, you know, just trying to survive. Trying to just wade through the waters. I want to call and let you know, I applied like some 2,300 or something and change in trade. I took care of that trade and just applied it towards the only invoice we had open. I figured it'd
okay.
be the easiest thing. It was one cat that we sold. That 122. So now you owe less on the 122. So that when RJL comes through, you're like, why is my bill messed up? That's why.
Okay. I'll just tell my wife.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you up to, man? Get me excited about something. Give me a reason to stay in this godforsaken industry selling lab-grown.
I don't know. It's dead.
No. It's not dead. You're busy. You're hopping. I know a lot of people are making a lot of money on color and stuff like that. Selling diamond jewelry has been good.
I don't know. It's like sidewalks rolled up around here.
Well, I'm going to will into being for you. Because, again,
I
don't think you understand quite how much I appreciate what you guys do. So, you know, we've been working together for how long, Fran?
Do you know? I don't know.
Right, exactly. That's how long. So,
you know, I could say 2 years, and you're going to tell me it's like 8.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, no, but like, as you've been with RDI a lot longer than you've been with me. You know, you and I've been working together
been
for 5.
With,
yeah.
Oh, it's been 5?
Yeah, you and me, but like, you and RDI have been working together for years and years and years. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how some things shake out. With the direction labs are going, I don't know if you've noticed, we're about to reduce our costs again. And while some reps around me are hooting and hollering, all excited for it, I'm not. You know, the cheaper they get, I mean,
yeah, the less commission you're going to make.
Well, that I mean, I make a percent on natural, a percent on lab, and you know, I was getting beat up over a 2.5 or no, it was a 2-carat. I was selling for $750. She was telling me I was too expensive. I was like,
$750 was too expensive?
Yeah, but watch the sheets. We're gonna be reducing them even further. I'm not happy, and I am happy. I'm happy because hopefully, if it gets cheap enough, we're gonna start moving back to natural. That's the optimist in me. But like, I'm just so sick and tired of selling 2 carats for $700, 3 carats for $1,000. Now?
I didn't know they were that cheap.
I bet you. I'll have to call you next week. I'm not sure if he's going to do it this week or next, but I've heard of people selling 4 or 5 carats for $500-$600.
Oh my God!
Can you make money? Can you make money on that?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't.
Just take it in time to buy 6 instead of the 2.
Right. Yeah, I don't get to do that.
No.
It does not work like that for me. So, you know, it's tough. But anyway, if there's I don't know how's Neil been doing? I haven't heard from him in a long time.
He's right here, you know.
Let me chat up with him. I'm going to let you run. I'm going to release you into the world. Let me chat up with Neil real quick.
All right, hold on.
But thanks, Frank.
I'll go get him. Here he is. Hold on. Jared. Good afternoon.
Neil, it's Garrett. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm always fantastic. I just wanted to pick your brain and see. I know you handle most of the sales over there. They run through your fingers.
I do my best. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you seeing?
I'm not seeing anything. I am seeing crickets.
No, that's what Fran just said, but that can't be. How do you guys?
Other than the crickets, I'm getting Oval Lab, 2-3 carat, either solitaire or little tiny diamonds down the side. That's
what's hot. Lab. What size is 2-3 carat?
2-3 is the average. Yeah.
In lab grown.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ridiculous. And it's like under $5,000 for the whole.
Right.
Thing.
So.
Retail.
So, I know. I was just singing the blues to Fran. I said, listen, at least you guys can put a 5 or 6 markup on them. I can't. And
right.
And I think I'm about to be able to offer them for even less. And again, while it hurts now, it doesn't really hurt. I mean, I don't make money on lab grown anyway. But I think we're eventually gonna, hopefully here soon, get to that bottom.
You
and that.
You do not. It's not good for you.
No, it's terrible for me. It's absolutely terrible.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm a commissioned salesperson. I can't sell $500,000 in lab grown.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm with
you. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and
I don't know how much longer it's going to go on. I think it's just starting. I don't think it's going anywhere soon.
Oh, it's definitely not starting. That's for damn sure. It's been a thorn in my side for 3 years. But
but
it's not going anywhere. It will be different, though. I think it'll hold prowess in finished goods, fashion, travel jewelry. What I'm hoping
exactly.
is, I hope we
right.
get away from like bridal. Yeah, travel jewelry.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. You know, yeah. If you want me to replicate your engagement ring,
that is
yeah.
what it is. I think they make lovely doorbells. These last time. Beautiful doorbells.
A door stopper.
I would use it for.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's funny. But like, it's,
that's what I see. I don't know. I mean, you know,
it's make money, get that customer, sell that mounting, sell that. You know, but like,
yeah.
I think, and this is just me being a blind optimist. You'll see in the next. Maybe it'll probably be really strong this holiday season. Like, tennis bracelets, necklaces, all that stuff in lab. Okay, sure.
Absolutely.
I think that's smart. You know, giant pair of lab grown studs. Okay. Where I draw the line is bridal. Bridal should be a natural stone, and I think you'll see as the price goes down and the public becomes aware that they could probably get it online cheaper and even cut out what little business that provides. Like, that's
right.
dangerous.
They'll be getting them on Amazon.
Oh, right, exactly. You know, you're going to go into Walgreens and be like, oh, I need to pick up an engagement ring.
Yeah, did you want the small, medium, or large?
Right. Right. Well, that's actually really funny. That's really funny. But, like,
well,
I think...
I mean, I don't know. There's just something about them.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. But,
I mean,
listen...
I'm old school. I mean, the young kids, the girls, like, go crazy. Like,
right.
Crazy. Right.
Oh, I got her a 4-carat. Yeah, okay, bud.
Mm-hmm.
And you do what?
Right.
I'm a garbage truck. And nothing against a truck driver, but still, you know what I mean? Like,
it doesn't match your lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah,
and a nice 1-carat, still, if you got $5,000 to spend, that's not a small amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But natural diamonds are at an all-time low. And, I mean, you could still keystone a 1-carat round and get them out the door in a nice 1-carat round. I understand that the desire is, like, you know, I want a 2-carat, and I don't want to spend any money doing it, but I don't know. I just wanted to hear it from you and see what you were working on.
Yeah, it's frustrating, but I'm not going to let it get me. I'm going to wiggle around it.
There you go. I like that.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Not to stop me, right?
And there are still customers buying natural.
I still sell them.
Yeah. So
I still sell them. Absolutely sell them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll share them first. I always share those first. You have to ask for the labs for me.
That's good for you, Neil, because that's how it should be. A lot of my jewelers are calling me up and going, how do I sell less lab-grown? And I'm like, well, give me your pitch. I walk into your store. What does that look like? And they go, well, welcome to ABC Jewelers. Would you like natural or lab? I'm like, well, no shit. If I came in looking for natural,
yeah,
they bring it up.
Yeah, don't bring it up.
Right. Just say, you want an engagement ring? Let me show you a beautiful ring.
I put it all in one cabinet. I put all that stuff in that cabinet. I put it all in there. Everything in there.
That's
well,
so funny.
Because if I'm going to do that, I want them to get the earrings and the bracelet, too, to be a 10 where you should be.
There you go. There you go. You're selling 10.
You know what I mean? Do the whole thing. Yeah, one way or the other.
Yeah. You're either going to give me $10,000 for a natural diamond ring, or I'm going to take the $10,000 from you some other way.
Right.
Good for you.
Right.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
No, that's why you're one of the good ones. I always like to pick your brain. So do me this favor. Know that there's a diamond vendor out there just chomping at the bit. Let me know,
absolutely.
Okay?
I know. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Hey, you have a rocking weekend and happy selling, okay?
You
wiggle around it. I'm going to go wiggle around mine.
Yeah, wiggle around it. That's it. That's all you can do.
All right. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Take it, Neil. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.